and the city administrator for the city of Dundas, Janelle Teppin. Ryan and Janelle are getting along famously.
We were just chatting over here. Well, you know, this would probably be a good way to kick it off before we get into the nitty gritty of the meeting to hear about the Easter egg hunt and how that went.
It went great. Good. Like in past years, it's pretty nice. It's pretty heartwarming to see all the kids come out. We were just talking about how they age out at, by the time they turn 9. So you see these kids from the time they're, you know, just toddlers all the way through probably second grade. And they all line up for pictures with the Easter Bunny. Everybody walks away with a basket full of candy. Good times had by all.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know,
I just love that you guys, I mean, you guys get the Easter Bunny every year on the day before the busiest night of the year for him. I mean, that's really impressive, Janelle.
I know. That's just how cool we are in Dundas. Indeed.
Right? There you go.
Dundas is Minnesota's best kept secret.
It is.
It's fantastic. So there was a city council meeting last night. And as far as I can tell, the biggest news is about the ballpark. Is that right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's certainly the biggest news in terms of, you know, the wider community and the support that the Dukes in particular receive from Dundas, the community of Dundas, and then a little wider.
Okay.
The council agreed with the Dundas community ballpark project and the Dundas Baseball Association, which is the Dukes, to name the field at Memorial Park the Nelson Field after Bill Nelson, who recently passed away.
Just passed away
the morning of the Easter egg hunt, by the way.
Right.
So the Easter egg hunt kicked off with a little sadness there, but Mike Ludwig, again from the Dukes, was present last night and presented that request to the city council. He had spoken to them previously about it at the last meeting when they talked about their kind of shortish short-term plans to expand their kind of footprint down there. Unanimous approval of that, Nelson Field.
Bill Nelson did an awful lot for baseball in this community. He was former Carleton College baseball coach, and I don't even know all the things he did for the Dukes, but I know he did an awful lot. So
he did, and his statue is right outside the park. And
I didn't realize there was a statue.
It's a wood carving that's right at the entrance.
That's
very
Bill.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, that's fantastic. Well, so Bill Nelson Park. All right.
Nelson Field.
Nelson Field. I love
it. Still Memorial Park. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. There we go. Looks like you also had a vote on consider approving the quote for the Dundas Water Main Project.
Right. So that's kind of one of our bigger projects this year during construction season is to provide a loop in the water main system right off of Dundas Boulevard, which is County Road 78, right at basically Hester and County Road 78 for the Millstone area. And that is just to provide redundancy in our water system in case we get a water main break on Hester. We don't have to shut off all the water in the Millstone area. So
which would be great.
Yeah, that would kind of be a nightmare. So we got 9 responses to the request for quotes, which was extraordinary.
Yeah.
And the lowest came in at about $174,000.
So that's not bad at all.
We'll proceed with that project later this season. You know, season is between now and November-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Will it be a long project? Will it take a long time to...
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It
good.
Won't.
So it won't be massively disruptive like I-35 in Burnsville?
No.
Okay. That's good news. What else did you guys talk about last night?
Right. So they then moved into a work session at the conclusion of the meeting and discussed a sidewalk policy.
Okay.
And right now, the adjacent property owner is responsible for any repair or replacement of damaged or, you know, sidewalk that, and I'm not saying that property owners damage the sidewalk. It is just through regular wear and tear in a sidewalk.
I didn't realize that. Ryan and I were actually talking about that yesterday, and I said, no, they just it just means you have to shovel your sidewalk. No, it actually does mean if
the panels
break,
yep,
you have to replace that. Yes. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yes. So, I told the council last night, I did a quick scan of the Rice County cities, and Lonsdale, Faribault, and Dundas are the communities that have that requirement that the adjacent property owner is responsible for the repair and replacement of a sidewalk panel. Only in Northfield does the city take responsibility for that. And the Dundas City Council wanted to move in the direction of how Northfield does it.
Okay.
Taking on that responsibility so we know that, one, repairs are being made and our sidewalk system is safe. And two, that when replacement is made, that it is according to our specifications.
Was actually my question, is because as it stands, could a property owner just hire anybody to do it, and there's no real standardization for how it gets done?
Or,
a lot of DIY people out there.
Say that too. Someone could just be like, I can do it.
Absolutely. And, there's a YouTube video out there, I'm sure, that shows you how to do that.
I'm sure.
Go get a couple of bags of the mix at Menards.
Yeah, you know.
Your Saturday's all planned for you.
I have one friend who swore up and down her favorite activity in the world was mixing concrete. So, I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to try it sometime.
She would talk about it. Well, she still talks about it. I mean, it's not like she's gone, but she still talks. Yeah, that's her favorite thing in the world to do is mix
concrete.
Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah, it is. So this was a work session, so there was not a vote.
Right. So right now it's in our city code that the responsibility is the adjacent property owner. So I'll need to bring something back to a regular council meeting that amends the city code, takes that out of there, and then the council will adopt that sidewalk policy. And then staff will do an inventory of our sidewalks so we can assess, you know, where there are cracks. If there's a 1 inch or more crack or displacement of the sidewalk, that would mean a replacement. And there's all kinds of, you know, expectations that are set forth in this policy.
As it's set right now, would the city go and assess the sidewalks on a regular basis and then inform homeowners, hey, you've got to replace or fix this section? Okay. It just was on their own recognizance.
Yes.
Basically. Okay.
Yep.
It still is because there's not been a vote. All right. Can we expect that vote to show up in the next few meetings?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. Anything else going on in the city of Dundas that we should know about?
We have cleanup day scheduled for Saturday, May 10th from 7 a.m. till either 10 or 11. I'm not quite sure.
We love those cleanup days.
Yes,
man.
We do.
Yeah, they're some
load your junk up.
Exactly right. Get rid of your stuff.
Exactly.
Zen your life. All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tell me again. What, the 10th you said?
Saturday, May 10th at 7 a.m.
Okay.
In the Trailhead parking lot at the corner of Railway and Hester, where it always is.
Yeah, yeah.
And is this specifically for Dundas residents?
Yes.
Okay. So do folks have to bring like a driver's license or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's cash or check only.
Okay. All
gotcha.
Right. Yeah. Northfield does the same thing right about the same time.
Yes.
But yeah. All right. Janelle, thanks.
Thank
always,
you so much.
Always
you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.